tonight on KDY, and it's the Lady Scissors hosting the Camdenton Lady Lakers, and it's the second time these teams have played this season. Lady Scissors got the win the first time around on December the 28th by a score of 62-43, and they'll meet in conference play here tonight. Got a decent crowd for the ball game, and we've got more basketball coming up here on the radio tomorrow night from here as the boys will be playing. That'll be West Plains against Forsyth. And then on Saturday night, we'll have the Grizzlies on the radio. That'll be from the Civic Center as we host our old friends from Three Rivers Community College. So that's what we've got coming up over the next couple of nights. It's been a busy week. And of course, we did have the game postponed from Tuesday that got played last night with West Plains against Springfield Hillcrest. Let's get to the starters for this ball game. West Plains comes in 8-4. Camdenton is 1-8. So the starters, first of all, for Camdenton, their starting five will be J.C. Peterson along with Alyssa Ferris. They're both juniors. Kylie Vavruska is a senior playing in the post. Mia McGuire, a junior, and Addison Knuck, who is a sophomore. West Plains starting five. Zoe Scharnhorst will get the start. She's 5'7", sophomore. A lot of sophomores on this Lady Scissor team, along with Miley Adams, who is a member of the sophomore class. Alyssa Joyner, a senior, will jump center to get this game started. And she's out there along with Olivia Lawson. And now the tip is won by Camdenton. They have it on offense. West Plains goes to the zone. They force a turnover right off the bat. Alyssa Joyner comes up with the basketball. Lucy Hafer is the fifth starter for West Plains, and that's the starting five. West Plains in the white, Camdenton in the purple. Again, West Plains beat this team handily late in December. Jump shot in the right corner, no good. Tipped out of bounds by Camdenton. It will stay with West Plains, and we've only played 33 seconds of this basketball game. This game being streamed on our platforms. Baseline drive. Here is Alyssa Joyner. Her shot partially blocked and lost, and it will go back the other way. Camdenton trying to get the first lead of the ball game at the point of three is in the air and good. That shot made by J.C. Peterson. And it's 3-0 Camdenton. They go to a half-court zone trap a minute into the ball game. Zoe Scharnhorst over on the left point. Here's a three by Alyssa Joyner, and that ties the game at three each. Backcourt ball tipped away, but picked up by Camdenton. They'll take it down and now move it outside and around the horn as West Plains settles back into their matchup zone. Zoe Scharnhorst got a steal. She'll go coast to coast. Four on one. Stops, feeds it back. Now in the middle, Alyssa shifts, and she missed it. And the ball comes off and rebounded by Camdenton. Boy, a missed chance right there. Tie game at three. Camdenton back from left to right. Or if you're watching the live stream, right to left. Drew Joyce mans the camera on the far side. Here's a lob pass over the top. Underneath, they'll trap the ball. Now they'll move it back out on the wing. No shot. Now we'll move it to the corner and shoot it from there for two. No good. Rebounded by West Plains, and Lucy Hafer will control it. She'll bring it up herself on the dribble and has it stolen away. West Plains first turnover, back the other way. Coast to coast, layup good. J.C. Peterson has all 5 points for Camdenton. Now Camdenton will go to a full half-court trap. Here's a drive down the key, up no good by Olivia Lawson. Rebound, put back, foul on the play. J.C. Peterson will get the foul. She hacked Alyssa Joyner in the act of shooting, so she'll get two shots. First free throw try here is good. Five-four game. West Plains could tie here, and they do. So only two players have scored. Alyssa Joyner for West Plains, J.C. Peterson for Camdenton. They both have 5 points, and that's where this game is here in the first quarter. Until a turnover, that'll give West Plains the ball back. A bad pass up the sideline. Timeout on the floor, 5:30 to go in the first quarter from West Plains High School. And a 30-second timeout. Game tied 5-5, back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
You can check for school cancellations on our cancellation page, ozarkradionews.com, brought to you by A&A Quality Roofing. I understand West Plains is already out for tomorrow. Baseline, Zoe Scharnhorst. She'll force the shot. No good. Ball tipped out. Picked up, though, by Olivia Lawson. 13-footer straight on is no good. And Camdenton will get the board, and they'll come back the other way. Into the front court. And now a reach-in foul on Zoe Scharnhorst. Reaching in, trying to get the steal there, and she'll pick up her first foul. Both teams with one now. Camdenton basketball, front court. J.C. Peterson. Over on the right side, lob pass over the top. And now the ball is stolen on a bad pass toward the middle, taken by Olivia Lawson. Three turnovers on Camdenton here early on. Zoe Scharnhorst with it. West Plains tied at five. And here's a shot inside by Olivia Lawson. Can't get it to go. And the ball comes off. Picked up by Camdenton. That missed by Miley Adams instead. But West Plains on defense now. Matchup zone, left point for a three is no good. Over the top rebound will be called against Mia McGuire, the junior from Camdenton. And so team foul number two on the Lady Lakers. Inbound the back court and a little token pressure until you get over midcourt. Now bad pass thrown out of bounds cross court. And now we're going to get a timeout called by West Plains after the turnover with 4:30 to go in the first quarter with a score tied at 5 and back in 30 seconds on KDY.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
Back to it, and Camdenton in the purple with the ball. The right corner, quick shot for a three is good. Knocked in by Kylie Varuska. So three field goals for Camdenton. Two have been threes. It's an 8-5 game. And now a whistle away from the basketball. And I don't know that I've seen that before. Randy Ward, the official, called time so he could tie his shoe. Fairly rare. Do it for players all the time. Why not the officials? Here's the inbound play on the sideline. Lob to the middle, caught inside, and the shot by Alyssa Joyner. No good, but she got fouled, and she'll shoot two. West Plains just put her under the basket and threw it towards the basket, as J.C. Peterson will pick up her second foul. She was double-teamed, but still was able to get the shot off. Free throw is good. So it's all Alyssa so far. She has all 6 points for West Plains. Peterson will come out of the lineup for Camdenton. She is obviously their best player. And so she'll have to go to the bench with two fouls. Next free throw is good. 8-7 game. Lakers on top by one. Lob across, ball knocked away, stolen away, picked up by Olivia Lawson. All the way to the hoop, lays it up and good. Turnover number four results directly in a basket for West Plains. And someone not named Alyssa Joyner or J.C. Peterson has scored. Now here's a steal at midcourt again. Pass across underneath, Miley Adams lays it up and good. .338 to go, and West Plains has regained the lead. We'll get a blocking foul. They've regained. I don't think that's the first time actually we've been ahead, 11-8. We were tied at 5. And that foul's on Lucy Hafer. That'll be her first foul in the front court. West Plains back in their zone, ahead by 3. And now a touch foul out front against West Plains. That's going to be on Zoe Scharnhorst, so that's number 2 on Zoe. So she's going to have to come out of the ball game. We're still 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter, so if you have two fouls this early, that's not good. Back to play, pass into the post from the elbow. They pass up a shot, now in the corner for a two, no good. Rebound on the weak side by Olivia Lawson. West Plains back from right to left on the radio, left to right on your TV screen. Left quarter, here's an open shot for a three, and that's good. Lucy Haper drills one from the left side. It's 14-8. Now a missed shot on the driving layup, taken away by West Plains. Lucy has the rebound to the right corner. Ball fake on the baseline, move, step through, whistle, travel with the basketball. West Plains with their third turnover of the night. Zoe Shrub is in the lineup for West Plains now. In the backcourt, they'll stop the ball. Ball almost stolen. Picked back up by Camdenson. They'll feed it up ahead. Now lob pass over the top. Left baseline. Layup shot is no good. Too far underneath. Tie up on the rebound, and we'll get a jump ball call, and we'll go back to West Plains. 2:46 to go in the first quarter. Addison Knock will come in for the Lakers along with Mia McGuire. 14-8 score, West Plains by 6. Olivia Lawson out front, bad pass. Stolen, back the other way, all the way. Right-hand layup, no good, partially blocked. Late whistle, and a foul called on the play, and that'll be against Olivia Lawson. So in the act of shooting, that will put Camdenson on the free throw line. Kinsey Vavruska, there's two of them, a freshman and a senior. This would be the freshman. Kinsey Vavruska. Free throw try is good. And she'll get one more try. This first quarter has gone on for a while. Next try is good. So it's 14-10 game with 2:35 to go in the first, and West Plains on top. Alyssa Joyner, double team, pass across, and a layup, no good. Ball was tough. That was a tough shot because really had no angle and was probably too far underneath on the shot attempt that time by Zoe Shrub. Now in the right corner, over the top pass on the left side. Here's a three. That's up and good. That was the other Vavruska, Kylie. And it's a 14-13 game. Low block. Here's a turn. Base. No good. Rebound underneath. Turn shot by Olivia Lawson. No good. And now whistle and travel with the basketball. Camdenson got the board. But the defender fell down with it. And the travel is called. That last shot was a three, so it's 14-13. Off pass to the middle of the lane. Melissa Joyner dribbles off his foot, picked up though. Pass across, deflected to the corner. Cross court pass, left corner. Here's Melissa Joyner to Olivia Lawson. 1:38 to go in the quarter. West Plains by one, 14-13. On the left side. Bad pass, cross court, stolen again. Camdenson back. Here's a driving layup. Good. Foul on the play. The basketball counts. The foul will be on Miley Adams. And she just shadowed the ball handler, and Stacey Peterson back to the ball game. Gets the basket, plus you get a free throw now. Well, that wasn't her. That was actually McKenna Brower. She's a senior just off the bench. And the free throw is no good, but rebounded by Camdenson. Now ball tipped away in the middle off a missed shot. That'll be taken by Olivia Lawson up the left side. Now loose on the deck and a tie-up. Jump ball this time. We'll go back to Camdenson. So it'll be in the backcourt. Camdenson basketball. They've got the lead now at 15-14. Court press by West Plains. Got a few turnovers early in the game, and here's another one. A steal by Olivia Lawson and a foul immediately after the steal against Danielson. That will be on Alyssa Ferris. The junior guard picks up her first foul for the Lakers. Alyssa Joyner on the inbound gets it in. Now gets a return pass on the left wing. 1:05 to go in the quarter. In the left corner, no shot available. Back out to Alyssa Joyner. Splits the D, leans in, shoots. No good. Got fouled. And she'll shoot two. Foul number two called on Mia McGuire. Free throw is good by Alyssa Joyner. She'll get one more try here. So two fouls now on Mia McGuire for Camdenton. We've got three players in the game already with two fouls. Next one is good as well. So Alyssa, 6 out of 6 from the line. West Plains backed up by 1, 16-15. In the backcourt, West Plains will go back to that press. Cross court, almost stolen, tipped away, picked up by Camdenton. He'll get it in the front court. And now a foul will be called on West Plains as a defensive end. Now Lucy Hafer has two fouls. So both teams with two players with two already in the game. And on that note, Ashley Colton will come in the lineup for West Plains as soon as this first free throw is shot. And it is up and it is good. Tie game at 16 now. Alyssa Ferris, the shooter. 50 seconds left in the opening quarter from West Plains High School. Second try is no good. Comes off and rebounded by Colton. Long pass up the floor. It's going to be too long. Safe from going out of bounds. Picked up by Camdenton. Long pass out to the point. That's good hustle by Zoe Shrub just a moment ago to get to the ball, but no one to throw it to. Here's a whistle and a travel against West Plains on a tie-up. There was a tie-up, but no tie-up was called. It was called a walk instead. So both teams, 5 turnovers, 32 seconds left in this first quarter. Inbound to the baseline, lob back inside, reach over the top, foul on Alyssa Joyner. That's her first foul. So it's a 1-1. No, it's not a 1-1. It's two shots. We still have the 1-1 in college. We don't have that in high school. Two or bust. First free throw is good. Free throw shooter is Madison Sikora, a sophomore. Next one is good. Backcourt, West Plains finally gets the ball in. 26 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's a travel on Olivia Lawson at the other end of the floor as she stopped and spun to get the shot away, but moved the feet too quick. Up the right sideline, now in the front court. Front court, left side. Ferris on the baseline with a pull-up shot from 12 feet. No good. Ball comes off to Olivia Lawson. Behind the back dribble, up the floor comes Olivia. Bounce to the baseline. Lean-in shot off the board, high off the glass, and good. And that's the end of the first quarter. Last basket for Ashley Colton with a nice bank shot from about 7 feet away. So after one, the score is tied. West Plains 18 and Camdenton 18. Back in a minute on KDY.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
Once again, there's no school in West Plains tomorrow, and you can check out the cancellation page at OzarkRadioNews.com, sponsored by A&A Quality Roofing. Scott Womack, over 500 career wins on the bench, coaching the Lady Scissors with the help of Haley Erickson, Sammy Vidasovic, and Mackenzie Brunson. Out front, West Plains with the ball, but it's stolen. Back the other way. Here's a driving layup. That's up and good. Mackenzie Vavruska now has 4 points, and they're looking a little quicker than West Plains at this point. Alyssa Joyner drives the lane all the way down the right side of the key, and she got fouled on the trip. And she'll shoot two shots here. And that foul, I thought he said 40, it's actually on 30, and that is on their post player, Knox. First free throw, no good by Alyssa. She made six in a row before that one. Addison Knox, a sophomore, gets the personal foul, her first. Next try is good. Now ball tipped away in the backcourt. Now up the right sideline. To the right baseline, all the way to the hole. Right-hand driving layup, no good, but a late foul call again, and that's going to be on Zoe Shrub, and that'll be her first foul. In the act of shooting with 7:27 going in the first half, 2019 Camdenton, free throw rims off, no good. Free throw shooter is Kinsey Ruska, and the next free throw is good. So she makes one out of two. She has 7 points, and West Plains down by two. Zoe Scharnhorst, no one coming to the ball. Now back up the sideline, front court. Here's Alyssa Joyner, down the key all the way. Hang, shoots and scores. If Camdenton wants to press West Plains, that's fine for West Plains because that's going to happen a lot with Alyssa Joyner getting to the basket with her size. Here's a shot down the left side of the key. Rims off the back iron out of bounds, and it'll stay with Camdenton. Every once in a while, you got to check and make sure all your chiclets are in place. Addison Knock feeling a tooth there after that little skirmish under the basket. To the right baseline, trap on the basketball. Nowhere to go. Pass to the low block. A turn, a face inside by Peterson. No good. Rebounded by Knock inside. She went up and got her shot partially blocked. And now West Plains with it. Zoe Scharnhorst in the front court to Lucy Hayford. To the left corner now. Pass across to the right wing. Wide open three. Zoe Scharnhorst good. Zoe first basket. And that gives West Plains a three-point lead, 24-21. Down the paint. Here's a wild shot forced up and no good by Peterson for Camdenton. West Plains by three. Cross-court pass up ahead. Pass across to the right block. Shot is up, partially blocked, no good. Missed that time by Zoe Shrub. Down the front court, stolen back. Up the left side to Alyssa Peterson. Alyssa Joyner, that is. Cross-court pass to the right point, right corner. No shot. Drive to the baseline. Wrap around to the left side to the point. Open shot. Nothing. Now on the right side. Here's Zoe again for a three, and it rattles off. No good. That had everything right. Just off a tad is all it takes. Here's a foul in the front court on West Plains. 5:45 to go. And that's foul number two on Miley Adams. We've got a pass for players now with two fouls here in the first half. Three players have two for West Plains. That foul on Miley Adams, her second. She also was in that category with Zoe Scharnhorst and Lucy Hafer. All three have two fouls. 24-21, West Plains. Pass to the low block. Back to the left quarter. Open shot is fired for a three. Hits a side iron and comes back toward the corner. Picked up by Zoe Scharnhorst, and she'll be fouled as she got the rebound. That'll be foul number two for the quarter against the Lakers. Zoe Lockhart, or Lockert, with the foul. And now a quick whistle in the backcourt, ball out of bounds. 5:27 to go. And West Plains gives the ball back. Turnover number seven. Lob to the corner, baseline shot. Pull up, Jennifer is good. Mia McGuire with her first field goal. She has 2 points, 24-23. Alyssa Joyner is going to take it. Cross-court pass. Hits out of bounds. Stays with West Plains. They're ahead by one, 24-23. Inbound play in the paint. Here's a catch and shoot ball. It is blocked away and picked up by Camdenton. Blocked shot as Cameron Brill moved into the paint but got her shot deflected. And now on the right side for Camdenton in the purple. Lob over the top, underneath, and there's another foul. That'll be on Cameron Brill. That'll be her first foul. Everyone for West Plains that has played so far has committed a foul with one exception. And that's Ashley Colton, and she wasn't out there for very long. Inbound play. West Plains back in the zone with a one-point lead. Left elbow, bounce pass underneath. The catch back out on the wing. Nowhere to move the ball, so they go cross court. Nearly stolen, bounce across. Good catch. And we'll have another foul call. That's going to be on Miley Adams, and she becomes the first player with three fouls. Zoe Shrubb will come in. She just has one. Well, they're going to say that's on, that was. It was on Miley Adams, so that is her third foul. Inbound play. Ball tipped away. Picked back up, though, and laid up and in. By Kirsten Peterson, she has 9 points now. 25-24 Lakers with 4:34 to go in the first half. Zoe Scharnhorst inside. Good pass. Olivia Lawson jumper won't go. Got her own rebound. Tries again and scores. Olivia Lawson now with four. I know. You're right. Now another foul in the front court. If you just look at the foul total, it's a flog-a-thon. Substitutions for Camdenton. They'll throw the ball in near midcourt. Zoe Lockard comes out of the ball game for them. Ball tipped away out front. Stolen again. Long pass up the floor. Driving right hand left is good after the turnover. Zoe Shrubb with her first basket. And now everyone has scored for West Plains except for Cameron Brill. And again, she hasn't been out there very long. Here's a shot, partially blocked, out of bounds by West Plains, by J.C. Peterson, with 3:53 to go in the first half, 28-25. Everything being called a foul here in this game. I saw a game last night where if you didn't have an active warrant, you didn't get a foul. Here's a pull-up from 10. Jumper is good by J.C. Peterson. She got inside of 15 feet and knocked it down. 28-27. Front court, Zoe Scharnhorst. West Plains by one. Out front on the right sideline now. To the right corner. Low post, back out on the wing. Here's Olivia with a three. Rims off. The ball just kind of hung there and then decided to fall off the side. Front court. Here's a drive, left-hand shot. Late call, but a foul again on West Plains. And that'll put Camdenton on the free throw line here. It'll be Alyssa Ferris for Camdenton. She's one out of two from the line so far. She'll get two here, and that's the third foul on Lucy Hayford. Free throw is good. All tie game. Camdenton with one more with a chance to take the lead. And it is good. And with that, another sub will come in for the Lakers. McKenna Brower, a senior. Here's the inbound play in the backcourt. Alyssa Joyner has it, and she'll bring it up. Gets it over the timeline. Cuts to the middle. Beats the far left corner. Back out on the wing it goes. Olivia Lawson. At the point, on the right wing to the corner. Alyssa Joyner's got a three, and it's good. She was calling for the ball about 10 seconds before that over the right quarter. She knew she had a shot, and she drilled it. 31-29. Now a shot from the point by Peterson. No good. Ball long. Tipped out. Picked up by Olivia Lawson. Got a two-on-two break. Olivia crossover. Good move. Spins. Baseline shot off the backboard. Won't go. Olivia got her own rebound. Gets it inside. Now here's Alyssa from 15 feet. No good. West Plains keeps it alive. And now here's a drive by Olivia Lawson. Up and good. Olivia has six. 33-29, 2:35 to go in the first half. Now in the paint, a shot up, short shot by Vavrusha is missed. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be off of Camden. I see Kirsten Peterson, student council advisor here, West Plains High School, wearing her Chiefs sweatshirt. She's ready for Saturday. Long pass on the inbound, and there's a home run ball laid up and in by Olivia Lawson. Camdenton overplayed, and West Plains made him pay. 35-29. Ball inside, ball knocked away. We pass the ball, tie up, and the tie up will go the way of Camdenton. 35-29. 18 fouls called in the first half. 12 of them against West Plains. Inbound play. Right side. Pass to the corner. They'll move it back outside with McKenna Brower over on the left wing. A drive across the lane. Blocked by Alyssa Joyner. Excellent defensive play. Now back they come 3-on-3. All the way. Right-hand drive. No good. Another foul. And that'll be on Camdenton with 2:01 to go with the first half. That is on Zoe Lockhart. That'll be her second foul. Free throw is no good by Olivia Lawson. Next try is no good. That's odd. West Plains has missed three other last fours. Top of the circle to the right wing. Into the corner. Now dribbling across. Kylie Vavruska to the corner. Open shot for a two is an air ball. Rebounded by West Plains and Cameron Brill. 1:40 to go in the first half. Down the key all the way. Driving layup by Olivia Lawson. No good. Good play, though. She read that correctly and saw a gap and just took it straight to the hole after she dribbled across the free throw line. That'll be foul number 3 on Lockhart for Camdenton, so she becomes the first Laker with 3 fouls. Free throw is good by Olivia. ...36-29 is the score. I hadn't given that in a while. My apologies for that. The Lady Scissors on top, and another one is good. 37-29. So West Plains will sub here. Julia Willard is in the ball game for West Plains. She is a 5'6 sophomore. Here's the ball stolen away. West Plains comes away with it. Front court, Alyssa Joyner. Cameron Brill out on the left wing. We have 1:10 to go in the half. West Plains is not going to go for one shot here. They're looking for Alyssa Joyner if they can get her the basketball. Over on the right side. And a whistle away from the ball and a travel violation in the corner on West Plains. Turnover number 8. Both teams have turned it over 8 times, so that statistic is a wash. 1 minute to go in the half. Now in front court, Camdenton with the basketball. Deflected pass, picked back up, and the driving layup is no good by Keely Vavruska. And the ball is out of bounds. It'll be the last touch by Camdenton. Now with 45 seconds to go in the half, we're getting a little closer to a possible one-shot situation for West Plains. Camdenton will get Alyssa Ferris back in their lineup, along with I believe Addison Knott. Down the front court, West Plains basketball. They'll try to trap to the right corner. Cameron Brill, outside it goes. West Plains gets spaced out a little better against this trap. At the left point, cross court to the right corner. Cameron Brill, wraparound on the baseline. Here's a dump down from Alyssa into Olivia. Up, no good. Foul on the play. Good interior passing that time by Alyssa Joyner. And that foul will be on Addison Knott. The tall sophomore post player has two now. Free throw try is good by Olivia Lawson. Olivia has 11 first half points. Good again. That's a dozen for her. 10-point game. 39-29. 15 seconds to go in the half. To the high post, to the right elbow. Back on the right wing. Here's the shot for a three. It's good. Kylie Vavruska with a three. We're down to 5 seconds to go in the half. In the left corner, quickly to the other end. Open shot for a three. It's a side iron. Bounces off the rim twice. Won't go in, and that's the end of the first half. West Plains trail for a good part of this first half, but they've regained the lead, and they're up by 7 at the break. 39-32. We'll come back in 2 minutes and check the first half scoring and our schedule here for the next few days. And back in 2 minutes on KDY.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
Our halftime score is 39-32. West Plains is on top by 7. This game was tied at 18. After 1, West Plains has moved out to a 7-point lead. Here's the scoring from the first half for West Plains. Leading the way is Alyssa Joyner with 15. Olivia Lawson has 12 at the half. And everyone that has played except for two players have scored. 3 for Lucy Hafer, 2 for Miley Adams, 2 for Zoe Shrub, 3 for Zoe Scharnhorst, and 2 for Ashley Colton. Camdenton's leading scorer is Tracy Peterson. She has 11 points at the half. Kinsey Vavruska, a freshman, has 10 for Camdenton. That is actually Kylie Vavruska with 10. Kinsey Vavruska has 4. 3 points for Alyssa Ferris and 2 for Mia McGuire and 2 points for Madison Sikora. And free throw shooting in the first half. What? There were plenty of free throws. We had 26 free throw shots in the first half. That's a lot. West Plains 11 out of 14 from the line. Camdenton 8 out of 12. And both teams have thrown the ball away 8 times here in the first half. Another 2-minute break as we come back. West Plains High School in a moment with a score. West Plains 39. Ladies and gentlemen, with a 7-point lead over Camdenton, they have 32, and we're back in 2 minutes on KDY.